Well, y'all, I think I want to try out a new look. I have some options to choose from, so maybe you can tell me what I would best present as. I thought maybe I could be a queen, but that might be reaching too high, so maybe a princess. What do you think? Is this...
There you go.
Yeah?
That's you.
An ogre princess? Like,
that's
I could
you.
Be the... Yeah, that works?
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, what I'm trying to do is find a way to be more appealing to people, so people like me better.
They ogre.
Give me some act. Yeah, so ogre maybe not the best. I have another option. You know, I asked Michelle if Tony would know this person. She said no, but I think you guys will. You can just call me Tara the Rock, Macy.
Yeah.
Actually, don't do that because he owns the rights to the Rock.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a wrestler. And, well, former wrestler, now movie star.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe if I was like him. I mean, I'm almost like him. Come on. Tall, muscular, tan.
He's huge.
Totally.
And we both do play ukuleles. So, close. But, you know, maybe if I look like him, people will think I'm rich and want my autograph and give me attention. No.
Cade. This is what you love.
I know. this last one I picked because I figured Tony would know it. I think you all will, too. Everyone loves this person.
Santa!
Santa.
There you go.
Right? I mean...
Because you're so jolly.
I'm jolly and I like cookies. But people would think, oh, that I'm so good. I give presents to everybody, right? It would, do you think that would work? Should I? No.
No?
No? Hmm. Well, I know it's not Halloween, but I wanted to talk about masks because sometimes, even though we don't literally wear a mask, we don't actually hold one up, we act differently in front of some people, and it's not really true to who we are on the inside.
True.
Specifically, today I want to talk about how sometimes we do something good just so that people will see us and then think good things about us, or maybe reward us. So at school, sometimes there's little awards for kids being caught being good, picking up trash or holding a door open or something. And then, you know, what happens is that the kids do that and then run to the teacher and say what they did. They tell. Then they ask for the prize. Yep. And the only reason they did the good thing was to get the award. Right. To get recognition. But Jesus tells us when we're doing good things, like helping others, or being a good citizen in the world, we should not do it in order to get other people's attention. Rather, we do it because it's the right thing to do.
Amen.
We become more like Jesus. And in fact, Jesus says that the things that no one sees us doing that are good are the things that God loves the most. He cherishes that within us. So who we are truly on the inside when nobody else is watching is what matters. So when I pretend to be good only because somebody's looking at me or I think they're going to give me a sticker, it's like wearing a mask. It's not being who I really am. So today Jesus is going to teach us to do good things kind of secretly, privately, without other people knowing, or at least without the intent of people knowing and noticing. So one of the first major things Jesus talks about in this passage is giving money. Jesus was Jewish. It was a Jewish practice to give alms, to give offerings, to help the less fortunate. So Jesus assumes we're all going to do that. That's the assumption. But he warns about telling everyone how much you're giving, telling everyone how generous you are, doing it to get your name up on the building, so to speak. Similarly, he says, when you pray, do it quietly, not out in public where everybody can hear you, not to get attention. And he uses the word hypocrite, and we use the word hypocrite. But if you look at the root of that word, it means to act or to wear a mask, to present as something that you aren't. So in this portion of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is addressing some specific ways that he must have seen religious authorities acting, telling about their donations, praying out lavishly. And we'll talk more about prayer next week. But Joyce is going to come read to us from Matthew 6, verses 1 through 6. And he's essentially instructing his disciples how to be true, how to act true to self.
Matthew chapter 6, 1 through 6. Watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, or you lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do it as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Ironically, the day after a community awards banquet and an opportunity for me to lead a public prayer, there, I get to preach this sermon. Don't do your goodness in order to get accolades. Don't donate money so that people will thank you and notice. Don't pray in a way so that people give you attention. Like I said, we'll get more into prayer next week, but for now, I'll just say, sometimes we pray, sometimes we do good, sometimes we donate money in a visible way. It's public. You can't hide it. Public prayer sometimes is necessary. It was part of the event yesterday. It's part of what we do here. Imagine if I took that so literally that I never prayed out loud in church. It'd be kind of a different worship experience, and not probably beneficial. So Jesus, as always in this Sermon on the Mount, is taking us to a deeper understanding, not just the surface level of words. This section, it's all about motivation. So this is not a hard lesson. Check yourself for what your real motivation is. Ask the why question. Why are you doing this? Why are you praying in public? Is it so other people can hear how well you pray? Or is it because you want to speak to God on behalf of the people? Why are you giving the money? Is it so you can get that plaque on the wall with your name? Why are you doing any deed? So speaking of money, Jesus, you know, he's a master at using extreme examples, right? We've heard, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off, gouge out your eye. Like, these are extreme examples to catch our attention. And they're, remember, this is not a time when people could take notes when they're listening to Jesus. So the images he had to use had to stick in their heads so that when they walked away, they could ponder it. He's really good at doing this. So no one literally was blowing horns when they were dropping coins in the collection plate or whatever they had. But it's a great image and makes a good point. And even now we have that idiom of blowing your own horn to mean bragging about what you're doing. So then, are we just to like blindly reach into our wallets, pull out some money, put it in the collection plate without even looking so our other hand doesn't know what it's doing?
No.
No, I don't think so. Does it mean we should never put our name on the offering plate so that the person calculating the offerings doesn't know who it comes from? I knew someone once that was their interpretation. They only ever offered cash. They never put their name on it. And they didn't ever want a record of donations from the church to help with their tax donation write-offs because they thought it violated this teaching. I don't think that's the point. Sometimes we can get a little bit turned around when we try to follow Jesus, especially when we try to do it literally. He's taking us deeper. Why? How are you giving? And this idea of not doing something for public attention and accolades extends beyond giving finances. It means any of your service, any of your time, any of your prayers, and so on. Now, sometimes we get rewards based on what other people see us do. So, Joyce, sorry, I'm going to talk about you and me today. Joyce and I were both honored last night at the community awards banquet. It's very clear to me why Joyce was awarded Volunteer of the Year. For years, since I've known her, she's been a long example of how to be a community member, of how to volunteer. And I've always loved volunteering, so when I watch her, it's like, this is the life I would like to have. And I struggle to find time, and she has like this, I don't know, magical way of expanding herself to be in so many places. But there were many honorees last night. And the thing that stood out to me the most, especially in light of this passage, is that no one that I knew personally who were being honored blow their own horns. None of them were doing those acts of goodness so that they would get a reward. None of them announce their goodness. Now, Jesus says that we're only rewarded by God, which is not to say taken to heaven, but to say seen and cherished by God, for those things that are done in private. So then, do these awards negate all the good that we've done? No, it doesn't. Is the public recognition of this reward, the full reward, as Jesus says? I don't think so, because again, Jesus is asking about motivation. When we do good, it's going to show up in our public life. That's what doing justice is about. It's about affecting the community around you. So people will notice. That's entirely different than calling out attention, bragging about what you do, and choosing to do things that will only get noticed, or choosing to do things because they'll get you noticed. Like I said, my sense last night was that all these folks that were doing good weren't doing it in order that, oh, maybe someday I'll get a reward at the Shasta Lake community dinner. Or even to get any recognition. They were just living out the truth of who they were, which were rock star teachers, dedicated servicemen and women, citizens who care and show up over and over. And that's the difference. Jesus is calling us to be doers of good from a real sense of identity rather than this fake mask showing up, getting attention. It's about a pureness of heart. And so I thought it was going to be strange to preach this passage after a community awards. But as it turned out, it was just a night filled with example and example and example of what it means to follow Jesus, whether they knew Jesus or not, I don't know. They were following Jesus because they were giving of themselves without asking for anything in return. Now, my favorite parts of the evening were two surprise awards. So one was for the Shasta Danbury president, Brian Hargrave, who's announced that he's stepping down as president after 6 years. But he stood out to me over the years as this young man that has a really heart for the service to his community. And I've always been confused as to whether I'm witnessing a Kiwanis activity or a Danbury activity, because he does both and he's always there. So it was really cool that his club surprised him with recognition, and they admitted that they had to do it as a surprise or else he wouldn't let them do it. And then the second one that was hugely impactful to me that was also a surprise was for someone I don't know, and his name's Roy Ramsey. And he was presented the highest honor by the Kiwanis Club that they give, because he has served his community through Kiwanis for 70 years. And always in the capacity of that behind-the-scenes support, getting in and washing the dishes, moving the chairs, whatever. And they talked about him being the heart of their club. And that they talked about how one person in Kiwanis, the way they do their math, they figure one person touches the lives of 200 kids every year. So imagine that over 70 years. And then imagine all the people he's inspired to grow up and do good or to become a Kiwanis Club member themselves. The ripples are seen. He's not doing this for accolades. What I've seen of Kiwanis is that they show up publicly, but they are working hard in the background. Whatever event is not about them, it's about the people they serve. I would strongly suggest if you ever want to be in service to the community, consider one of the Shasta Lake organizations. Danbury, Kiwanis, Lions, or something smaller, the Historical Society, the library. There are so many ways that you can be in service doing the work of Jesus, even if it's not through a church. So whether we're talking about giving in terms of money, service, prayer, time, the heart of this passage is about checking yourself. Like I said, are you trying to get your name on a building or on a plaque? Are you doing something just for the headlines that will come with it, for the accolades that go with it? Or are you simply living into being a God image bearer in the world? Sometimes we need to double check and ask our why question. But we don't have to take this so literally that we never show our face in public, that we never pray in public, or that we never do anything that people might notice. We always have something to give. And we're all made in the image of God. And therefore, we give out of that image. It's just who we are to be. When Jesus says, you are the salt, you are the light, that's what we are. The assumption Jesus makes is that followers will be doers. Followers will be givers. But he's just warning about the ego trip that can sometimes go along with it, or the temptation to do good, to look better, to wear as a mask. But what we need to do is to live into that call to do good as humbly as we can. And if you ever have the chance to go to a community awards dinner, it will be incredibly uplifting because you get to see incredibly awesome people, not only being honored, but all the people around them that are supporting them, that are also, you can just look at the tables and see, this is just filled with goodness. And, you know, in a week where the world news hasn't gotten better, it was really useful for me to see goodness is breaking out. We just have to notice. And it's okay to be noticed. Maybe just don't, like, hold up a sign and say, look at me. That's different. So, God bless you as you give.